Welcome to today's Columbus Area Labor Management Committee podcast. This is the first in a series of podcasts that recall the career of Eugene Brundage. Gene was a teacher, a labor leader, a manager, a mediator, an arbitrator, and even a minister. He began his labor relations career as a teacher in the Athens, Ohio city schools. He was involved in the beginnings of Ohio public sector collective bargaining and the passage of the Bargaining Act. Prior to his death in 2017, Gene reminisced to the Central Ohio Labor Employment Relations Association about his career. Let's listen in.
Let me start how I got into this field. I got into it by accident. My dad was a teamster, not a very good one. He paid his per caps and bitched about it every time he did. Until the word right to work came up. It was an effort and he was motivated. And so he started taking me with him as a child to union meetings, met people, got involved with politicians, and I loved every minute of it. On the other side of the influences I had at the time, my dad was raised by his uncle, and his uncle was an avid union supporter. He was one of the people in the early days of AFSCME at Ohio University, and when he went in his house, there were two pictures of equal prominence, one of John L. Lewis and one of Jesus. And they held equal rights.
As we heard in the first segment, Gene's introduction to unions came through his family. In the next segment, we're going to hear how Gene decided on a career in education and how his first teaching job and union involvement in Athens, Ohio also created a life-altering event.
College, I knew I was going to go as the first member of my family to do so because my parents never even had stayed at that time. But I didn't know any colleges at Ohio University, so I went to Ohio University for the same life. I didn't know what I wanted to do when I got to college, so I flirted with radio and television, and that was fun, but it wasn't for me. I decided I would teach for a while, my word, and that was because of the influence of some wonderful teachers that I had. Teachers that I ended up teaching beside who had taught me years before. And so I loved that time. I really did. I started to work in my home school. Down in Athens, Ohio. And there was a legendary basketball in that area named Charlie McAvoy. Charlie was the president of the local teacher union. He made it very clear to me that we were not a union, we were a professional organization, and asked me if I would chair the teacher welfare committee. You know how there are moments in your life that change things for you forever? That question was one of them, because the answer was, I don't know. Nobody. So I started to read. I decided I would seek recognition from the school board to organize and to bargain with us, although we use the word negotiate. I called my OEA representative assigned to the area, and she did everything in her human power to dissuade me from going to that. All the OEA folks are, you know, filling in the names over here for that time. And so I didn't know how to do it. So I got a group of friends who we, without any prior notice, those of you in bargaining think about this, showed up at a school board meeting and in the public time asked to be recognized to bargain. Not only were we not recognized, the superintendent invited me to submit my resignation and would have preferred I did it the same night. I didn't, and that was much to his chagrin, I believe. So, at the same time this was going on, OEA was undergoing its own re-entry, and we had the privilege over the next few years to work with professionals, some of whom are members of this group, and some of whom are here today, Bob Barkley, Jim Crater, Wes Sims, Hal Thorley, Bill Martin, that I haven't seen for ages, and Denny Robert, and people of that caliber, worked with them for years as OEA was undergoing its own renaissance of what was going on. And in a few years, 12 years actually, when I left that school district, not only had we been recognized, but the school board members would seek a South for advice. We had a reputation with them of being honorable in what we did while trying to get things done. And you saw the same thing when the school boards in that area would want to know their financial situation and doubted their own treasurers, they would call a Wes Sims or a Jim Prater to come in and make presentations. Before I left that district, I can say that the relationship was a professional and a very fulfilling relationship.
Thanks for listening to our podcast about the career of Eugene Brundage. Next time, Gene's going to reminisce about the start of public sector collective bargaining in the state of Ohio and the role he played in helping bring that process to fruition.